So that was Karina performing La Negra. Were you able to see the zapateado step at all, or to hear her footsteps on that hardwood? That was the influence of the Spaniards. This would be the other half of the China Poblano costume. Like I said before, they used to dance together, and it would be a dance of flirtation. Of course, it was much more flirtatious after the Spaniards got here. This is Seth. You've met him before as an Norte American cowboy. Now we're going to show you what the charro looks like. Notice from the side that the pants, which are generally made of leather, are deeply, richly decorated, usually with silver. Now for a costume we would use a lighter fabric because the leather is too heavy. But this is a particularly nice design by the Valle Folklorico de Tejas in Austin, because if you can see closely, there's the head of a horse in each one of these details. And the horse is inside of a horseshoe. And then these rims are patterned all the way down the entire length of the leg. If you've ever seen a mariachi band, you'll notice that they too have this design on their legs, and we'll talk about that in a second. They'll also wear the red band at the waist, the white shirt, and the red neck piece. Now, sometimes you'll see them wearing a serape on their shoulder, like this, as Heather's demonstrating with Seth. And let's see. Now, the Mexican hat dance. What's wrong with this picture? Oh, yeah, it won't work. Yeah, can't do the Mexican hat dance without a good Mexican sombrero. Now we have the charro outfit, and he's ready to dance a jarabe for a national dance in the Cinco de Mayo celebration. Next, we're going to have the mariachi band come in, and it actually ties in nicely with this. While Puebla was still under the colonial rule of France, the French aristocrats would often hire strolling Mexican musicians to come and play for their parties and their weddings. The weddings in French, thanks to Philip Eifert, I have this piece of information, were called mariage, and so the musicians eventually became known as mariachis. So what you're going to meet next is the mariachis, and Heather is wearing a typical mariachi top, jacket, which sometimes the male charro dancers would also wear. So I'd like to thank Seth and Heather for all their help, and I hope you enjoy the mariachi music. Thank you very much.